Caterpillar comes under fire on Capitol Hill, where the farm equipment manufacturer is accused of avoiding nearly $2.5 billion in U.S. taxes by offshoring profits in Switzerland. Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations Chair Carl Levin describes how Caterpillar is using a Swiss-based subsidiary to avoid taxes on parts shipped to Canada.
Again, even though the parts are manufactured in the United States, stored at a Caterpillar U.S. warehouse, shipped by Caterpillar U.S. employees to Alberta, on those parts goes to Switzerland.
Levin says Switzerland has nothing to do with the trucks those parts go to and nothing to do with the profits on those parts. His charge, Caterpillar has a second set of parts inventory books solely for tax purposes, one which flags domestic-made parts as subsidiary-made when exported. It's what the senator calls a virtual ownership system.
What is real is the U.S. tax revenue that the Swiss strategy erases. From 2000 to 2012, Caterpillar shifted $8 billion in profits to its Swiss affiliate, reducing Caterpillar's U.S. tax bill by $2.4 billion.
Levin says it's a tax strategy whose purpose is tax avoidance, one that adversely affects the U.S. Ranking member John McCain took the other side.
Today, the fact is that the United States of America has the highest corporate tax rate of any country in the world. There's no doubt that that's a factor in moving operations overseas, and as we have seen from previous hearings, parking those profits overseas rather than bringing them back to be subjected to a 35% corporate tax rate.